Okay, I'm joined by Bibi van der Zee on the streets of Copenhagen. Bibi, what have you been seeing this morning?
Well, the main part of the Reclaim the Power demonstration met at Tornby station and walked down towards the Bella Centre. Everyone's wondering what's happening inside and hearing rumours about people coming out to meet us. But the moment, the demonstrators are penned into a road along the north fence of the Bella Centre, with police vans at both ends, and in the middle of the road, everyone sat down to hold the people's assembly.
And they've been trying to get this lilo across a moat. What's that about?
Yeah, they inflated about 8 or 9 large lilos and tied them together. They did it secretly in the middle of the crowd so no one knew, and then all of a sudden burst out of the crowd with this makeshift bridge, which they rushed down towards the moat that runs along to the south of the road, so between the road and the Bella Centre, which you can see just over it, and tried to push it across the river to get to the other side. Unfortunately, it got caught in the gauze, and police gathered pretty quickly on the other side, and the three people who were brave enough to actually crawl over it were arrested immediately.
I can faintly hear sort of sirens in the background. How have the police been handling this?
Pretty aggressively. There's a lot of pepper spray being used on demonstrators. Every step, 1 in 10 people seems to be walking around with red, streaming eyes. And there's also reports of hitting, of people having batons pushed into their throats. It's the same story that we've heard all summit, really. Police very aggressive and hyped up and taking a sort of very forward approach to keeping protesters quiet.
And I don't know if you've heard that, but from the conference centre, Connie Hennegaard has resigned. How's that going down amongst protesters?
Well, there's flying around everywhere, every 2 minutes. I mean, that's one rumour that everyone's trying to find out is true. And
oh, it's true, right?
Well, they're trying to find out. They seem that something stepped in their favour or something. That she, I think the belief is that she's done it as in support of the demonstration, which I don't expect is the case. But other rumours are about whether, you know, delegates are going to be able to come out. There's a lot of anger because they haven't been allowed to come out, and people are saying that they've been stuck inside the centre.
What's the atmosphere like now? Is it looks on some of the live footage as if it's the demonstration has died down a bit. Is that right?
It comes and it goes. There are two helicopters above us. There are police lights everywhere you look. I think people are having a bit of a breather while the summit goes on and trying to sort of respect that, because of course that's what a lot of the demonstrators here came for, which is just sort of try and hold, you know, talk about ideas and positive solutions for the climate deal. But once that finishes, I don't know what will happen, to be honest. Could be anything.
Okay, Bibi. Thanks a lot. Stay safe.
Okay, thank you.